my buddy, pal.
What about this type of relationship? Say there's a broken home, say the father's gone, and a child forms sort of a paternal attachment to another man in the community, maybe his uncle, maybe the next door neighbor. Do you know what that would be called, or what the man would be called? Is a surrogate parent?
No.
Ever heard of play daddy?
No.
I think that's what they call it. Were there several children you regularly played with in elementary school?
Yeah.
Did you have like a group?
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you refer yourself to them?
No.
Did you ever call in the gang?
No. We waited till much later to do that.
Did you have a gang later?
Yeah, for a while we had a bunch of us that played poker and all. Call ourselves the Big Boys.
The Big Boys?
Yeah.
Was this in high school?
No, this was after high school. We were working and everything.
Oh.
But my brother was dating the girl he eventually married. We'd get to kidding, you know, come over and play poker with the Big Boys, you know.
Okay.
So
that's
right. Yeah.
Are you still friends with these kids?
I'm friends with them, but most of them have moved away right now.
Okay. Have you ever heard of this sort of, again, I think this is mostly in the black culture, but we'll try it. It's sort of a verbal contest where two people would insult each other, and each insult would be more complex than the last one. They would insult each other's mothers, it would involve rhyming and alliteration.
Yeah, unless it was jiving.
Have you ever heard of playing the dozens?
No.
Ranking?
Uh-uh.
Okay. When you were younger, when a new kid moved into the neighborhood, did he have to go through any sort of initiation rites to be included in the group?
No.
What were some of the games you played as a child?
Hide and go seek, red light, may I.
Was that mother may I? Or is that like it?
I don't know. I assume it is. And where take a giant step is another name for it.
Yeah, that one. Okay. How about games?
Sardines was another one.
Is that like hide and seek?
Yeah, the idea is that one person goes hides, and everybody else who finds him lays on top of that person that you pack like sardines. I didn't know at the time, but I understand it has sexual overtones.
Oh, probably
does.
Okay. Were there any games you played where all the kids stood around in a big circle? Drop
the
handkerchief?
No, not really. We played Devil in the Ditch a lot.
Well, I never heard of that one.
And you have one person who's it on the sidewalk, and then everybody else has to jump back and forth across it, you know, trying to be more daring than the next. And the devil, of course, can freeze you, and if he can reach in, then you become the devil, you know.
Oh, okay. Did you ever play any games with a knife?
Mumbly Peg.
Mm-hmm. Did you play?
Yeah.
You ever jump rope?
Yeah.
Do you remember any rhymes from
No.
Jumping?
Don't?
No,
both I don't remember them, and B, I was never good enough to get all the way through them.
So that was not something that was particularly for girls?
Primarily, but you know, anything that looked like it involved some skill, would try it.
Sure. Marbles?
Yes.
Were you good at marbles?
Terrible.
Okay. Did you ever play with jacks?
A little bit, you know, just fooling around with him. My mother was very good at jacks.
Was she? Are you aware of any kind of rough games that involve any kind of corporal brutality?
Suicide football, perhaps.
What's that?
Well, that's just where one person gets the football, or it can be any kind of ball, and you just run around until you're tackled, and you keep running until they piled up on you so you can't move, and you throw the ball up, the next person gets it and runs around until he's...
Ooh. Did you ever play that?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like much fun.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
I guess you had to be there.